Ibn Athaylah said he had an immense weight on his shoulder, and he was just really troubled. And he went to his sheikh, Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi in Egypt, and he told him, every human being is in one of four conditions, and each of those conditions has an appropriate response. You're either in blessing, and the response is gratitude. You're in tribulation, and the response is patience. You're in obedience, and the response is to witness God's tawfiq, that He's given you this success, shuhud al-minna, to see the blessing of obedience from God. Or you're in disobedience, and the response is repentance. And that's it. And Ibn Athaylah said when he heard that, he felt like this incredible weight was taken from his shoulders. That's it. That is a Boolean algebraic formula for how to live in this world. You're in one of those four states. And so just be blessed. I mean, this is something amazing. Imam al-Junayd, who was one of the great, and again, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, all of the scholars recognized Imam al-Junayd. Imam al-Junayd, in the Risala of Imam al-Qushayri, you know, they mention a story that Imam al-Junayd said, "Kuntu na'iman 'inda Sari." That was his uncle, Sari al-Saqati. He woke him up, he was sleeping. قال يا جنيد رأيتك أني وقفت بين يدي فقال لي. He's telling him a vision that he saw. It's as if I was standing before God. He had a dream. And he said, and God said to me, خلقت الخلق فكلهم ادعوا محبتي. I created creation and all of them claimed to love me. فَخَلَقْتُ الدُّنْيَا فَهَرَبَ مِنِّي تِسْعَةُ عَشَارِهِمْ. And then I created the world and 9/10 of them fled. وَبَقِي مَعِيَ الْعُشَرْ. And only 1/10 remained. فَخَلَقْتُ الْجَنَّةَ فَهَرَبَ مِنِّي تِسْعَةُ عَشَارِ الْعُشَرْ. And then 9/10 of that 10th fled because I created paradise. And so now he only 1% is left. وَبَقِيَ مَعِيَ عُشَرُ الْعُشَرْ. فَسَلَّطُ عَلَيْهِمْ ذَرَّةً مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ فَهَرَبَ مِنِّي تِسْعَةُ عَشَارِ عُشَرُ الْعُشَرِ. And then I sent upon them an atom's weight of tribulation, and 9/10 of that 1/10 of that 1/10 left me. Now you're literally down at just 0.1. فَقُلْتُ لِلْبَاقِينَ مَعِي لَا دُنْيَا أَرَدْتُمْ. You don't want dunya. وَلَا الْجَنَّةَ طَرَبْتُمْ. And you don't want Jannah. وَلَا مِنَ النَّارِ هَرَبْتُمْ. And you don't flee from the fire. وَلَا مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ فَرَرْتُمْ. And you're not fleeing from tribulation. فَمَاذَا تُرِيدُونَ. What do you want? قَالُوا أَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدُ. You know what we want. فَقُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِنِّي مُسَلِّطٌ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ بِعَدَدِ أَنْفَاسِكُمْ مَا لَا تَقُومُ لَهُ الْجِبَالُ الرَّوَاسِي أَتَصْبِرُونَ. I am going to subject you to tribulation with the number of your breasts. And even the high mountains could not stand it. Will you show patience? قَالُوا إِذَا كُنْتَ أَنْتَ الْمُبْتَدِي فَفَعْلْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you're the one sending the trial, then do what you want. فَهَؤُلَاءِ عِبَادِ حَقًّا. Those are my true servants. I mean, this is a dream that one of the Salihin saw, but it's a remarkable dream. And so here it is, that the Prophet ﷺ was told us when he was asked, who are the people that have the greatest tribulation? سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَشَدُّ بَلَاءً. Which people have the greatest tribulation in the world? فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet ﷺ said, الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. First the prophets, and then those closest to the prophets, and then those closest to them. يُبْتَلَى النَّاسَ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِهِمْ. People will have tribulations based upon the degree of their faith, their religion, their deen. فَمَنْ ثَخُنَ دِينُهُ اشْتَدَّ بَلَاؤُهُ. The ones whose deen is very strong, their religion is strong, they will have اشْتَدَّ بَلَاؤُهُ. They will have great difficulties. وَمَنْ ضَعُفَ دِينُهُ ضَعُفَ بَلَاؤُهُ. And those who have weak religion, they will have weak tribulations. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُصِيبُهُ الْبَلَاءُ حَتَّى يَمْشِيَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةٌ. There will be people who have so much trial that they will be walking on the earth without any sin. This is a sahih hadith. So this is it. Now, even more extraordinary is that the Prophet ﷺ told us that on the day of judgment, there will be the people of Afiyah who had well-being in this world. So this is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. When they see the rewards of the people of tribulation in this dunya who had great suffering and difficulty, they will wish that they were flayed alive in the dunya, their skin. تُقْرَضُ جُلُودُهُمْ بِالْمَجْهَرِيطِ The Prophet ﷺ said that their skin was flayed alive, cut from them. And that's what they would hope in the dunya. And this is, people don't realize this. This is a difficult thing. Now, do we want suffering? No. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَسَلُوا الْعَافِيَةِ And he went by some people in great tribulation and suffering, and he said, أَوَلَمْ يَسَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ Didn't they ask for well-being? And this is why, إِنِّي أَسَلُكَ الْعَفُوَ وَالْعَافِيَةِ وَالْمُعَافَاتَ الدَّائِمَةِ فِي دِينِي وَالدُّنْيَاي وَأَهْلِي وَمَالِي وَاسْتُرْ عَوْرَاتِ وَآمِنْ رَوْعَاتِ These are the du'as that we say every day, every morning, and every evening. Why? Because these are the du'as of asking Allah for well-being. So it's not like we want suffering, but when suffering comes, see who the one who sent the suffering.